Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate Gokula Tarani Mandala Maite. Damodara Ratihi Vardhana Veshe Damodara Ratihi Hari Nishkutta Brindavipaneshe Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate Gokula Tarani Mandala Maite Shabanu Dadi Navashashi Leke Shabanu Dadi Navashashi Leke Lalita Saki Gun Ramita Vishake Lalita Saki Gona Ramita Vishake Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate Gokula Tarani Mandala Maite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate Radhe Gokula Tarani Mandala Maite Karunam Karu Mahi Karuna Barite Karunam Kuru Mahi Karuna Barite Karunam Kuru Mahi Karuna Barite Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate Gokula Tarani Mandala Maite Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is a song by Rupa Goswami where he's glorifying the gopis and the relationship with Radharani. This is Terakadamba that we've come to. This is the place of Rupa Goswami's bhajan. He stayed here for many years doing bhajan. It's a place of Krishna's pastimes with the coward boys and the gopis. The word Tara means to call, to shout out, to call, to summon someone, to bring someone forward. Hey you, it means Tara. So this is the place where Krishna would call his cows with his flute, and with that same flute he would call the gopis and call his coward boyfriends, and they would gather here. It's very near his home in Nandagram, but it's like a private area. Nearby here there is Nanda Maharaj's Goshala. So Krishna used to collect all the cows over here, and he would count them on his mala. Krishna also carries a japa mala with 108 beads, but they're made of jewels. And there's 108 different groups of cows, and each of the 108 groups has a leader, has one leader. He calls the leader, and then all the followers come. There's the white cows, Hamsi, then Davali, and Chandani. There's white cows and red cows, and some cows with heads that are shaped like mridanga. You can play the mridanga. And some cows, they have tilak. They have tilak mark on their forehead, natural tilak. Devotee cows. Some cows are chandan color, like sandalwood. They're called, the leader of those cows, her name is Chandani. Chandan. Chandani. And then there's many reddish brown cows, reddish brown in color. And they're called Lali or something. Lal. Like this. Whatever red means. Lali. So Krishna calls all the mothers with his flute. And then they come, and then they have all their hundreds and thousands of cows in their group. Thousands and thousands of red cows, thousands of white cows, thousands of black cows. The head of the black cows is called Shame. Shame. Shame means black. Oh, Shame! And all these group leaders, these Sankirtan leaders, leaders of the cows, and they all get around Krishna, and they stand all on all sides of Krishna, and they put their noses up. Not because they're proud, but because they want Krishna to tap them on the nose. Chandani, Lali, Hamsi, Shame. So that's a love tap. You know a love tap? So Krishna gives them a tap on the nose. Actually, cows like that. If you rub the end of the nose of the cow, they actually like it. Do you know that? No, they like it. So then Krishna, he has his beads. So with his right hand, he taps a cow and moves a bead. Boom, ch, boom, ch, boom, ch. And he goes through, he has his mala. He's chanting his mala. Hamsi. Then next bead. Chandani, next bead. Shame, next bead. Gange, Saraswati, Jamune. So it goes through all the 108 group leaders. So this is a place of very sweet exchanges with Krishna's mothers, the cow, Gomata, and the gopis and the gopas. Before this, we briefly stopped at Yavat Gram. Of course, it's a site of many wonderful pastimes, and we can maybe hear about that. It's The name Yavat, it's an interesting name. And it has some meaning, which is quite rustic. Vat. Vat means banyan tree. Advaita Vat. Shringar Bhat. Different Leela Stalis, they're often centered around trees, like Kadamba trees, and banyan trees, and tamal trees. So Yavat is a combination of two words, Yavaka and Vat. So it becomes Yavat Gram, village of Yavat. The banyan tree that's there, or was there in Yavat, that's the site of many of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. The red coloring that ladies put on the bottom of their feet is called lak or yavaka. Another name is called javaka, javak. Sometimes called javat or yavat. So this is a very interesting name of this village, because the name is indicating the extent of Krishna's love for Radharani. Here and other places, Krishna often falls in submission at the lotus feet of Radharani, and then he holds her feet on his forehead. Then Krishna's forehead becomes decorated with the yavaka, the red dye on the bottom of Radharani's feet. Smara garala kandanam, mama shirasi mandanam, dehi parapalavam udharam. Jayadeva Goswami, he revealed this idea to the world in Gita Govind. He says that Krishna, when he's suffering from the burning fires of Smara Garala Kandanam, when he's burning in the fire of erotic desire, Smara Garala, then he wants to break that fire, Kandanam. Smara Garala Kandanam. Kandana means break. Smara Garala Kandanam. Radharani, do you see the piteous condition that I am in? So Krishna, in this Gita Govinda, is saying, Mama Shirasi Mandanam, please give me your feet and put on my head as an ornament, decoration. Radharani. Dehi Parapalavam. Dehi Parapalavam Udharam. If I can put your feet, please, dehi, give me your feet. So in Yavat, Krishna would often meet with Radharani, and she was in Man, and would refuse to meet him. Then Krishna would fall at her feet and take her red, javak-colored feet and put on his head. So that village became known as Javaka Gram. And now over time it became Yavat Gram. It used to be Javaka. Javaka Gram. Gram means village. Now it's Yavat. Things change over time. The names get altered. This is the pastime of some mysterious bird. The pastime of the mysterious bird. Krishna is Sarva Bhashavit. He is very expert in speaking all the languages. He can speak the language of the birds, the animals, the fish, the people, the deer, the peacocks, the cows. He can speak to everyone. And one night, Krishna arrived in the courtyard at Yavat, in Radharani's palace, which is directly to the north of Jatila's home. When Radharani married Abhimanyu, he lived in a small house in Yavat. And Nanda Maharaj, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he thought, this is a very small place for my daughter. She's accustomed to rather opulent surroundings. So he built a special palace for Radharani, north of her mother-in-law, This is a joint family with a separate flat. This is the way to go. So the son, who is Radharani's husband, he would stay either with the mother or with the cows. Because he was a eunuch. Abhimanyu is a eunuch. Eunuch means he has no power. So he made all these excuses. Oh, Radharani, I can't stay with you tonight because I have to go in the barn and take care of the cows, because maybe they're giving birth to a cow now, and I have to be over there. So please don't mind. I won't be here and with you tonight. And Radharani said, oh, that's really too bad. That's really too bad you're not going to be here. I don't know what I will do without you. I will somehow try to pass my night without you. And surely she does. She passes her night, that night and every night, without her so-called husband. Krishna wanted to meet with Radharani. So he went to Yavat. And he was waiting in the courtyard outside Radharani's room. And he started imitating the sound of a cuckoo. A very mysterious sounding bird. Suddenly, the door of the palace opened up. And Krishna heard the conch shell bangles of the arrogant old Jatila, the mean mother-in-law of Radha. And Jatila called out, "Who is there? Who is there?" Oh, no. Krishna was very pained at heart that he couldn't meet Radharani. So when Jatila would go back in the house, then Krishna again, imitating a cuckoo, a coil. He was trying to get Radharani. That was a signal to Radharani, because Radharani knows the difference between a cuckoo and a cuckoo Krishna. So Krishna tried again. And again the door opened up. And again Krishna heard the clanging of conch shell bangles. And again he heard that mean mother-in-law speaking, "Who's there? Is someone there in the courtyard?" Oh, no, her again. Oh, where is Radharani? So Krishna spent the whole night hiding in a corner of the courtyard out of fear of Jatila. Yad bibeti swayam vayam. That personality was feared by fear personified. Death personified runs away from Krishna. The time factor is the humble servant of Krishna. But here Krishna is cowering in the courtyard, shivering in fear. Maybe she'll catch me. What will she do with me if she catches me? Oh. Now Krishna devised another plan on another night. Right across from Javat, there is a forest called Kokilavan. So Krishna, he entered that forest. Kokilavan means the forest of the cuckoos. Coil, cuckoo. And again, he started imitating the sound of cuckoo. Radharani heard that enchanting bird call, and she knew immediately that it wasn't a kokil, but it was cuckoo Krishna calling her to meet him. Although she was very eager to go out and meet with Krishna, she could not escape, because Jatila and Kutila would never let Radharani leave the home in the middle of the night. Radharani hatched a plan. "Oh, Mother Jatila, I really want to see that enchanting bird. Can you hear that beautiful song? Of that cuckoo in the forest? If you allow, I will go see that bird and immediately return. Under the influence of Yoga Maya, Jatila granted permission. She said, "Oh, Priya Beta, you may go, but come back quickly." Then, with the speed of lightning, Radharani ran out the door with her sakis. And she met Krishna and Kokilavan in a secluded kunj, where they enjoyed many hours together. Yogamaya arranged that all those hours, which passed by so quickly, seemed like only a few minutes to Jatila, who was anxiously awaiting Radha's return. Kokil Karup Sri Krishna Ki Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Krishna is very clever. Krishna milks Jatila's cow just to show that Krishna has no hard feelings towards his mother-in-law. One day, Krishna milked Jatila's cow in Yavat. Krishna came, this pastime occurred before Jatila understood that her daughter-in-law, Srimati Radharani, had developed a loving relationship with Krishna. One day, Krishna was very eager to see Radha, so he came to Yavat and was loitering in front of Jatila's home. Noticing Krishna nearby her home, Jatila called out, "Oh, Kanu, why are you roaming here by my house in the scorching heat of the midday? Your face is very red and all dried out." It's probably what mine looks like. "Please come to me." Oh, grandmother, I am so disturbed over my dear cow, Davali, who has lost her calf. Davali Mata is continuously crying, "Homba, Homba, Homba, Homba." Although I'm very, very intensely thirsty, still I'm searching in the hot sun just to find Davali's lost calf and return it to her so she will stop crying for her baby. Jatila, feeling sympathetic for Krishna, because of course at this time she doesn't know that Krishna's in love with her daughter. She thinks he's an innocent coward boy. He's just a little kid. Nothing serious going on with anybody. So she brought Krishna inside the home and she said, "Oh, Beta, oh, Radha, bring some cold water for this thirsty coward boy." On the pretext of drinking water, or going like this, Krishna repeatedly drank the nectar of Radha's face. As he gazed at her, Krishna cherished these moments immensely. Radharani would bring one glass. Krishna was sitting with Jatila, who was like a grandmother to him. Radharani would set one glass down in front of him, and Krishna would look at her face, and then she would turn around and walk away, because he's a shy kanya. She's a kanya, she's not married. Or no, she's married, but she's shy anyway, she's kanya. So then Krishna would look at her face, and then he would say, "Oh, Jatila, I'm..." Krishna would go, "Shh," and he'd drink that. "I'm very, very thirsty. Can you bring another cup?" And then another cup would come, then Krishna would... "Oh, can I get another cup of water? Beta, Beta, one more cup, please. And Radharani would run in, and Krishna would drink one cup. He said, you know, it's really hot today. The sun is beating down on my head at Terakadamba, and I feel so hot over there. I really wish I had some cold water. I would pour it on my head. Yes? So, please bring another one. Beta! Pani Lao! So another cup would come, and Krishna... So Krishna derived immense pleasure from drinking the water? No. Krishna is drinking not the cold water, but he's drinking the nectar of Radharani's sweet face. Chatila asked Krishna if he could milk her cow because the man in charge of milking had not done it as of yet. Krishna agreed and then asked Chatila to hold the calf near its mother while he milked her. Being old and feeble, however, Chatila was not strong enough to restrain the calf, who was forcefully running towards its mother, eager to drink her milk. Chatila called Radha and asked her to hold the calf near its mother. Chatila said, Beta, Shuniye, please don't feel shy in the presence of this cowherd boy. Just tie a rope around the calf and hold it very tightly, and stand near, keep the calf near its mother, and stand just next to Krishna while he milks the cow. Needless to say, it took a long time for Krishna to milk that cow. 1 or 2 hours. Because it was a Surabhi cow. There was lots of milk, hundreds of liters. While milking, Krishna was inattentive because he was gazing at the face of Radha. So Krishna was squatting down. He had a milk pail between his legs, being held by his knees, holding the milk pail. And Krishna was holding the teat, the udder of the cow. And while he was looking at Radharani, who was standing right next to him, then he wasn't paying attention, so the milk was going on the ground. He was missing the pail because he got a little nervous. Looking at Radharani, he became nervous and going, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And the milk is going on the ground and not in the pail. That precious milk is going to waste. But Chatila could not see this because she's basically blind. She was just standing there saying, oh yes, very good job. It's nice, my boy. Oh, Nandan Nandan, you're doing a very nice job milking that cow. Actually, he was milking the cow of his senses. Because the go means indriya. The word go means senses. We say Govinda. Govinda me rohe, Gopala me rohe. Govinda me rohe, Gopala me rohe. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Bol. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Bol. Govinda Govinda Gopala. Govinda Govinda Gopala. So Jatila said, oh, Lala, oh, Beta, you're doing such a wonderful job milking that cow. So what Krishna was doing was milking the cow of Radharani. and he was satisfying his go, his indriya. He was satisfying his senses by filling his senses with the nectar of Radharani's darshan. So this is also told. And Jatila is sanctioning the whole pastime. Jatila told Radharani to boil some milk, some hot milk for Krishna to drink. While drinking the milk given to him by the hand of Radha, Krishna looked upon Radharani's sweet face to his full satisfaction. Then taking leave from Jatila, Krishna returned to the coward boys and the cows. Thus, Krishna, at this time, Krishna's visit to Yavat was successful. Yavat Bihari Sri Krishna Ki Jai Jai Sri Radhe. That's the story of Krishna milks Jatila's cow. Isn't nice? Now this is a story about Krishna becomes goddess Kali. Kali Bhairav, the goddess of this world. Kutila, who is Kutila? Sister-in-law of Radha, daughter of Jatila. She's called Kutila. Kutila means crooked, because she has extremely wavy hair. It's so wavy, it just looks ridiculous. It just goes wild. You can't even tame it. It just goes like everywhere. Looks really wild. Doesn't look very attractive. This is Kutila, Radharani's sister-in-law. So one day, Kutila heard that her sister-in-law Radharani was relishing Keli Vilas in the Kunjavan of Vrindavan. And she reported to her brother Abhimanyu. Suddenly, Radharani heard someone running through the forest towards the kunj that she was staying in with Shyam. Radharani panicked. Oh, who is that? Who is it, Shyam? Who is it? Who's coming? Running down the path. She became full of fear. And Krishna said, "Don't worry, Radha, relax. Stand exactly as you are. Leave the rest to me." Suddenly, angry Abhimanyu stomped into the kunj where Radharani was with Krishna. But much to his amazement, Abhimanyu couldn't find or see Krishna anywhere. "Krishna kahan? Krishna kahan? Where is Krishna?" But instead of seeing Krishna, the blackish form of Krishna, he saw goddess Kali with daggers and swords and skulls dripping blood, freshly beheaded demons in her hand with blood dripping on the floor. And her tongue out. Long red tongue. 1 meter long tongue. Abhimanyu didn't see Krishna. He saw Kali. Standing there before his wife Radharani, who was busy offering aarti to Mother Kali. Esha dupo sringkali devyai swaha. Esha dipo sringkali devye swaha. Needless to say, Abhimanyu was duly embarrassed. And he begged for the pardon of Radharani and goddess Kali and returned home as quickly as he came. A moment later, Krishna assumed his real form. And Radha and Krishna enjoyed a wonderful joke as they laughed heartily, remembering the expression of surprise on Abhimanyu's face when he busted into the kunj, expecting to apprehend his wife red-handed. Ha! Ha!
माँ प्रणाम करो, प्रणाम दंडवत, ओ माँ कृपा करो. that face coming, the face coming in the kunj, I'll catch them. And Radha and Krishna were laughing and laughing, remembering that face. Meanwhile, when Abhimanyu returned to Yavat, he heavily rebuked and chastised his younger sister Kutila. You have wrongly chastised and criticized and calumniated my chaste wife Radha. You fool. You made a fool of me. I ran all the way there, busted in, and she was doing puja of Kali when I got there. There was no black snake there. There was no Shamsundar. But the goddess was there. Durga Devi, Kali Bhairav. I'm lucky I got away with my head on my shoulders. She didn't look too happy to see me. I was shivering in fright and had my hands folded. I was praying, "Hey, Bhagavan, please protect me." That was a nice pastime. Krishna Kali Karup Ki. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Sham. Try to see that face when you chant japa. All those faces. See the face of Kali, Kali Mukh. See the face of Krishna as Kali. And see the face of Radha. And that face of Abhimanyu. This is Hasiras. Hasiras and Adbhuta Ras. Something amazing. Many rasas mixed together. This is the pastime of the snake that bit Jatila. That's a good idea. But we should make sure it's a poisonous snake. Many snakes are not poisonous. They bite and go away and you live to see another day. But some snakes, they bite and you die and they send you on your way. Once Subal and Krishna were walking by the footpaths of Javat. Subal and Krishna. They met the old Jatila, Radharani's nasty mother-in-law. Upon seeing Krishna, because now it's much later and Jatila knows very, very well, at least she's very suspicious, that Krishna, her daughter, is regularly meeting with Krishna. So upon seeing eye to eye, face to face, that debauchee, that lumpat Krishna, then Jatila became very, very angry. And agitated. And she called out to Krishna, "You black snake! You kalasarp! You poison and ravish innocent young girls with your treacherous flute playing. What are you doing here?" Krishna glanced at Jatila and smiled. "Oh, you evil witch, hiding yourself among the peaceful, saintly, elderly gopis of Yavat Gram. I have come here to Yavat to bite you with my fangs." Hearing this most unusual talk, Subal fell down on the ground because he was laughing so hard. Because Jatila criticized Krishna, said, "You're a black snake, you're poisoning all the gopis with your flute playing and you're destroying their chastity." He said, "Yes." Krishna was confirming it. So she was, it seemed that she was criticizing Krishna, that "You're a black snake." And he accepted it. He said, "Yes, I am, you wicked witch. I'm a black snake and you're a wicked witch. And you know what black snakes do to wicked witches? I'm going to bite you with my fangs. Just watch me. Oh, Krishna, too much. Oh, come on, this is too much. Subala is rolling on the ground, laughing at these two. These two adversaries, natural enemies, Krishna and the mother-in-laws of Vrindavan. These are natural enemies, Krishna and every mother-in-law. And then Krishna said, actually, Subal, when these old ladies of Braj, they ridicule and chastise me with their harsh words, inside my heart, I feel very, very blissful, very happy in my heart with their sarcastic remarks and their taunts and their criticisms. It's like nectar to my ears. The Vedas are full of the choicest poetry, Uttama Shloka, and Sanskrit verses praising me in so many ways. Samashritaye parapalava plavam mahatpadam punyayasho marari pavambudhya vatsa padam 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 patantya nadrija yushmat angraya. Brahma's vandanam, he prays in so many beautiful select choice Sanskrit verses. I am not liking these verses. But when Kutila says, you black snake, you've come here to poison more girls, get out from here before we burn you alive like we do all other, we'll chop you with a shovel and burn you alive like we do all the other snakes. Ah, ah, ooh, yeah, lay it on, sister. Lay it on, sister, this is beautiful music. This is the most beautiful poetry you've composed on the spot. Bob, this is Bob Alankar. Bob Alankar Kavi. Kavya, your words are minced with your Bob. I can't find this Bob in the heart of Brahma, although he can give very nice verses. Tate nukampam sushimikshimano punjana et vatmana kritam vipakam Ridvag vapulbir vidadan namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya bak. Right? Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santak sadeva ridiyesha vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achintya guna sarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. So many beautiful verses by Brahma. Koi interest nehi. I have no interest. I am not attracted to the flowery words of the Vedas. Pushpalankar, the kavi, ah. But when these gopis, Prabhavati and Gokul, Jatila and Yavadgram, when they ridicule me and abuse me, this is, ah. Medicine, nectar, amrit. Amritvani. Manjubhashini. Such beautiful words, charming words. Subal is laughing and Krishna's relishing. So this is the day that the black snake bit Jatila.